Okay, let's bez Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham. Today's daf is Eirvin daf Mem Zayin. We are in the middle of discussing how we know that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of these rules that we stated before, that when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have machlokos, you follow Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have machlokas, you follow Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is trying to prove that we actually don't hold of these rules, that we don't hold of these rules. Says the Gemara, Ela meha disnan. We are, Ela meha disnan. We are on the fourth line, of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So let's try to prove it from the following Mishnah. Ela meha disnan. Let's try to prove the following Mishnah. Haminech es beis of halach lishbos b'yer acheres. A guy who leaves his house for Shabbos, and he goes to dwell in another city. The question here is, can the people of his chatzer, the other people who live in his chatzer, good morning, Dr. Joe, glad to see you again, Dr. Joe, the people in his chatzer, are they allowed to make an Eruv because he didn't take part in the Eruv and there's this empty house, his empty house is there, he went away for Shabbos. Does he ruin the ability because he still owns a little piece of the Erev, his empty house? Hey, Jeremy, good morning. His empty house, still has a chalik in that Erev and he's not there. So it could be that he prevents anybody else from carrying into the chatzer because they don't have his rights in his piece of the chatzer. So Hamaniach is based of Hachlish Vosbir Acheres, Echad Nachri Vechad Yisrael. Whether it's a guy who could return on Shabbos, or it's a Jew who chances are he's not going to return on Shabbos, either one, Oser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, all the other members of the Chatzer may not carry into that Chatzer. They can't make an Eruv, because they're missing the one guy, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, whether it's a guy or a Jew, an empty house is not considered to be a house that's part of the chatzer. No one's home for Shabbos. If no one's home for Shabbos, everybody else can make an error. Without the guy who's not there, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachri Oser. A non-Jew might come back on Shabbos, so he forbids. But Yisrael ain't no Oser. But Yisrael's not coming back on Shabbos, so they can make an error without him. An empty Yisrael's house does not forbid everybody else from carrying. B'pnei she'ein derech Yisrael, lava b'Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer,
even a Jew who went to his daughter's house in the same city, even that Jew ain't no oser.
Even such a person, even though you could say the Jew might come back, he's just went down the block. He's by his sister in Cedarhurst. He lives in Woodmere. He's by his sister in Cedarhurst. And by his daughter in Cedarhurst. Nevertheless, shekvar hisiach daito. Once he's not going to be home for Shabbos, this is not part of his house. And yet Rav Chama Bar Guya said in the name of Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. Why do you have to pass on Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon? We always know, usually we said Rabbi Shimon's the lowest of the low. We never follow Rabbi Shimon. And yet over here, if I say, you see, we don't hold to the rules.
Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks a question, why do we actually follow Rabbi Shimon? Usually Rabbi Yossi is the compromise position, and we know we have another rule, right? According to Rabbi Meir, even a guy, even a Yisrael, asers. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they both don't aser. Rabbi Yossi, compromised. A guy asers, Yisrael doesn't aser. And we have a rule that we learned in Maseches Shabbos, for all of you who study Daf Yomi with me, Daf Lamed Tes and Maseches Shabbos, we have a rule. I'm sure you all remember this Gemara like I remember, like the back of my hand, Daf Lamed Tes. I'm sure we all remember this Gemara that said, whenever you have a three-way machlokas, with one person takes the dramatically one opinion, and one person takes the dramatically other opinion, and a third opinion takes the compromise position, I was talking to my Rebbe Reb Mordechai Willig last night on the phone about a certain matter. He said, my nature is to compromise. I said, Rebbe, that's where I got it from you. That's my nature also. My nature is to compromise. That's my nature. What can I tell you? Usually it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. My Rebbe Reb Mendel Blachman said, Rav Huttner once told him, don't be a Beinoni. Whatever you do, don't be a Beinoni. Don't be a waffler. Sometimes when you compromise, it means you don't stand for anything. But anyway, Anyway, but apparently there's a Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Tes that says whenever you have a compromise opinion, you always follow the compromise opinion. So ask Tulsa Rabbeinu Peretz, why do we follow Rabbi Shimon here? Why don't we take the compromise opinion? That's called Halacha Kedivrei HaMachria, Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Tes. Only Kirshner remembers it. The rest of us have no clue. Halacha Kedivrei HaMachria. I'm sure Kirshner remembered it. He dreams this in his sleep, Halacha Kedivrei HaMachria. Anyway, that's the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. Why are we following Rabbi Shimon over here? We should follow the Machria. So he answers, that klal was said by Rabbi Yochanan. This Gemara is Rav. Maybe Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't hold this way. Aye, but wait a second. But we know when there's a Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, you follow Rabbi Yochanan. So how can we pass on like Rav? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Erevin, you follow Divrei HaMekel, right? You have one rule, Halacha Divrei HaMachria, but then by Erevin, you have a rule, Halacha Divrei HaMekel. So which one do you go by? So Rav holds, where it's a Shaila following the Machria versus the Mekel, by Erevin, you follow the Mekel. Beautiful. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Uman Palagale Rabbi Yehuda V'harmer Zehuda Rabbi Shimon Lachka Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, we don't hold to the rules. Answer the Gemara. No, my kushya. Dilmachanami Hechadid Mayid Mechad Lomid Lorimar. No, maybe the rules are just for where you don't have another tradition. Here we have a tradition to follow Rabbi Shimon. Like we said before, maybe because we're following the most lenient opinion when it comes to Erevin. So therefore we don't follow it. But other cases we would. Elamei Adistan. Let's prove from a different case. We learn later on, a person walking on the road Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't have bread, so he could be kind of shvisa just with his legs, just by walking there and staying there. V'zeo sha'amru ha'ani ma'arev baraglov. A person that doesn't have bread on him doesn't just mean an ani, it means anybody who doesn't have bread on him, he's allowed to walk with his feet. The rabbis were lenient, you don't need bread if you don't have it. Rav Meir Omer, no, anu ein lano ela ani. So, Rav Meir says it's only a person who does not have bread. But a guy who's sitting at home and has bread and can easily walk Erev Shabbos, he can walk or he can drive 2,000 amos and put down bread, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to use his legs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani ve'echad Ashir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not just for an Ani. Even if you're an Ashir, you're allowed to just go there. V'lo Amru ma'arv v'pas elo hakel al Ashir le'etziv yor baraglav. It's just a heter that you don't have to take bread. It's lahakel ala ashir. But really an ashir works too. Umasni lay rav chia barashi l'chia barav kamei derav. Echad ani ve'echad ashir. He taught the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'amalei rav. Siyim banami halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. I want, when you're teaching this halacha, I want you to add in the words, we fa halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Question is, why do you have to say that? That's the rule always. Whenever you have Yehuda Rabbi Meir, why do you add over here? Make sure you say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Just paskan the halacha. Tarti lamaliv ha'amis Rabbi Meir v'Yehuda k'Rabbi Yehuda. He said it already once. Why does he got to say it again? He says, g'ma my kushya. Dilma rav les lehani kloli. Oh, okay. We proved something. Maybe rav doesn't hold to the rules. But Rabbi Yochanan, who argues on him, does hold to the rules. So, okay, fine. So we proved half of it. Now we got to prove. So Rav doesn't hold to the rules. Now we got to prove that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to the rules. Ella mehadisnan hayivama. Okay, now we're going to study the halacha of Havchana. We're going to get a little taste of Maseches Yevamos here. A little taste of Yevamos. Get a little nervous for 3 years from now, or whatever it is, 2 years from now. We should be learning Yevamos with Mashiach, Baz Hashem. Okay. Umay Kosta, here we go. Ela mihodisnan. Hayivama. So let's say you have a Yevama. Now what happened here? A Yevama. Right? Her husband died. And she has no kids. Right? So now she could do Yibum. But wait a second. You have a problem of Havchana. What's the problem of Havchana? If she does Yibum right away and then she has a kid after 7 months, we're not going to know whether the kid was the kid of the first husband or the kid of the second husband, right? Maybe it's an early term pregnancy of the first husband, or it's a late term pregnancy of the first husband, or an early term pregnancy of the second husband. So even though the halacha says you can do yibum, but maybe you have to wait a little bit. Says the Gemara, Hayavama, lo yisachlots velo tisyabim, achi lo shloisha chadashim. She can't do yibum until 3 months passed, so you know who is the daddy of this kid. Because if you don't know who the daddy of the kid is, you're in gehakta tzaros. Who is he related to? Who are you allowed to marry? It's a big headache. So the rabbi said, just wait 3 months. V'chein shar kol anashim, and not just by yivama. Any woman whose husband dies, she's an almana, or she gets divorced. Almana, or whether she's an almana or a grusha. Lo yinasu v'lo yisarsu. They shouldn't get married. They shouldn't even get engaged. Maybe you say get engaged. You're not going to get married till a year later. That's in times of the Gemara. No. There's one decree. Don't get married, because even when we get engaged, we're afraid maybe something will happen. Married, engaged, achi len shlosha chadashim. Echad besulos vechad beulos. Doesn't matter whether the woman was a besula, she had never had relations already. Beulos, it's across the board. Any woman, we say, wait 3 months, don't get married. Even though if the woman never had relations, there's no reason to make this gezeira, because you're not worried. She never had relations. Because the question is, she says she's a basula, but who knows she's really a basula? Echad basulos vechad ulos, echad almanos vechad grushos, whether she's a widower or a divorcee, echad arusos vechad, maybe she was only engaged. So she was engaged, what do you mean? She never had relations. Echad nisuos, doesn't matter. Everybody, 3 months. This halach is called havchana. Havchana means lahavchin. Lahavchin ben yom vein loyla. Asher nasan lasech v'ibina lahavchin ben yom vein loyla. God gave the rooster the knowledge to distinguish in day and night. Havchana means to distinguish between hubby number one and hubby number two. Havchana. So Rab Meir says, sorry, Charlie, it's a gzera across the board. Right, this is Tanakama. I think we're going to see in a minute, it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Nisuos yisarsu. If she was married, she's allowed to get engaged. Va'arusos, if she was only engaged, yinasu, then she can get married, because she didn't, one or the other, she's not having relations yet. Chutz me'arusos shebi Yehuda, except in the town of Yehuda, they allowed the Arusas to have Yichud, and we were afraid maybe stuff went on over there. So in Yehuda, if you got engaged in Yehuda, so then all bets are off. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hanashim Yisarsu. Rabbi Yossi says, all women are allowed to get engaged. Chutz min ha'almana, mipnei ha'ibel, for a different reason. Almana has to wait 30 days because of respect. There's mourning. It's a mourning period. If you're an almana, you got to mourn for your husband, so it doesn't make sense to get married within 30 days. But in terms of havchana, it's not a problem to get engaged. But here the Gemara seems to say that to get engaged would be a violation of avelus. So you got to wait 30 days because you're still in avelus over your husband. Have a little respect for your husband just died. Right? You're not going to go get engaged 15 days later. So he's not worried about havchana. Everybody's allowed to get engaged. But except for Na'amana because of the Avelus. V'amrinan, and we say about this machlokis in Meseches Yevamis. Rabbi Elazar lo'ol bei midrasha. Rabbi Elazar missed shir one day. Ashkel Rabbi Asi davi koim. He saw Rabbi Asi who was standing on the entrance to the Beis Medrash. Amalei, my amr bei midrasha. What did they say in Beis Medrash today? Amalei, hachi am Rabbi Yochan halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Michlal, the Yechida Palaga. Now, this shows, Halach Rabbi Yossi, if we're following him against the Rabbim, that shows that it's only individuals who argue against him. Rishonim point out, we said before, Halach Rabbi Yossi even is arguing against the Rabbim. So, whatever, we have to fix that. Michlal, the Yechida Palaga. Says, Gemara, and it's true. V'atanya, Haresh, Aysa, Redufa Leil Chabesavia. You have a woman who's married and got divorced or widowed. But the months beforehand, she wasn't living together with her husband. She was redufa leil beisavia. They were in a fight. Oshay lakas and bala. Oshay bala zakin ochola. Her husband was elderly, not capable of having children or sick. Oshay sahuch hi chola. Or she was akara, zakena, kitana, violinist. She was incapable of having kids. V'she'ena ruya leilid. She was on drugs that were not permitted to give birth. Oshai said, Bala chavish beis asurim, her husband was in jail. V'hamapelas la'achem mises bala, or she just miscarried. Cool on all these women, tzrichen lahamtin shlosha chadashim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi mati la'arsin nasi miyad. Rabbi Yossi says you could get married to Erison and Yisun right away. So you see, it's Rabbi Meir. So lovely. V'harmas rameir Rabbi Yossi alach Rabbi Yossi. So what do I need to say, Viter? Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yossi. We know it's Rabbi Meir Wagner. We had the rule already. Why do you need Viter again? Says, go to my kushya. Dilma la'afukim the Rav Nachman and Mashmul. Dama alach Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav. No, maybe the reason is because over here, whenever Rabbi Meir made gzeiros, so some say we always follow Rabbi Meir when he makes gzeiros, when he's machmir, to aser because of the gzeira. That's why we have to say over here that Rabbi Yochanan had to teach us that here we don't follow Rabbi Meir, we follow Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Ella, try to prove it from a different case. Mehad Asanya. Holchin li yirid shel nachrim. You are allowed to buy objects from a non-Jewish marketplace on a non-Jewish holiday. V'lokhim mehem behem av avodim mishfachos, batim sadus ukramim, houses, fields, vineyards, animals, slaves, v'kosev, you're even allowed to write a document which is dated on a non-Jewish holiday. What's the problem here? That we're afraid maybe they'll go show their non-Jewish gods that they are doing business on the holiday and it will be mechazik ovdei avodah zarah. That's the shaila. I think this is a gemara in avodah zarah, if I'm not mistaken. Umala b'achol shalem. They're even allowed to show the documents in their non-Jewish courts. You're giving chashivas to the non-Jewish holidays in the non-Jewish courts. We're afraid that it's going to be mechazik the goyim in their avodah zarah. But you're allowed to do it. But veishu kamatzah miyadam, because you're taking property away from the ovdei kochavim. So that's a good thing. You're buying property away from them. That's a good thing. So that overrides. Yeah, it's a gemara maseches avodah zarah daf yud gimel. V'imahaya kohen. And if the guy buying was a Kohen, Mitami b'chutz laretz. Wow. He's even allowed to violate the Tumah d'Rabbanan of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim to go buy a house from a non-Jew. Lo dunul ariman. Even allowed to go to court. U'kishem she mitami b'chutz laretz, kach mitami b'beis ha'kvaris. A Kohen's even allowed to go to b'beis ha'kvaris. It's like, Gemara, what? B'beis ha'kvaris on the Tumah d'Oraisa. You're not allowed to violate the d'Oraisa. Elano b'beis ha'pras d'Rabbanan. It means like a field that had a grave plowed in it. So it's only a Tumah d'Rabbanan. And umetame lisa isha v'lulmo Torah. A Kohen is also allowed to metame Tumah d'Rabbanan in order to get married and to learn Torah. Because to find a good Rebbe is really hard. Right? You think you have a lot, it's easy to find a Rebbe. And Moses says, no, if you find a good Rebbe, you're even allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to be metame. A Kohen's allowed to be metame Tumah sa'amin if you found a good Rebbe. Because it's not so easy to find a good Chavrusa. It's not so easy to find a good Rebbe. Wow. Wow. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Emasai, Bizman She'eno Motzi Lilmod. Right? That's only if you can't find a good Rebbe and not be Mitame. Avol Motzi Lilmod, if you have a Rebbe that you don't have to be Mitame, lo Yitame. So then you're not even allowed to violate Tumas Rabbanan. That's Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Af Bizman She'motzi Lilmod, Nami Yitame. Lefi She'ein Min HaKol Zoch Adam Lilmod. Some Rebbe's are more clear, and some Rebbe's know how to teach B'derech Kitzara. Whoa. Ooh. Rashi says, you need a Rebbe that knows how to teach short, succinct, and clearly. That's what you need from your Rebbe. Not long, involved pilpulim that get you lost. Take a look at Rashi. I'm not making it up. Rashi D'Ramaskel Shelo. Look at the top Rashi. Shalom min hakol adam zeich alumod. Ein adam zeich alumod kol malamdav. Yesh rav shemishnasel sedura befiv. He knows the stuff cold. V'shayne l'talmid of derech kitzara. You know that Rashi listened to that advice very much, right? Rashi listened to that advice. That's why Rashi says, it's a Gemara. He's quoting from a Gemara. What's that like? I can't read it. It's so small in my Gemara, but he's quoting from Gemara, little bays. Where's the little bays? Beitza. Lavin chesam and bays. And it's Gemara in Erevin earlier, lavin chesam and bays, apparently. I don't remember that, but la'olam yishana adav latamid of derech kitzara. Okay. A good Rebbe teaches short, sweet, clear, to the point. That's a good Rebbe. Right? Doesn't have to be long, involved, pilpulim. I love to tell over the story about the two yeshivish guys that went to go hear Rav Yosef Dova Levi Soloveitchik once, because everyone was talking about Yosheber. So they snuck out of Beis Medrash from a yeshivish place. They snuck to Wailas. So they came back after the shira, and the chavraya in the Beis Medrash said, no, how is JB's shira? How is Yosheber's shira? They said, I don't know what everyone's talking about, such a great shira. We understood every word. I don't know why what everyone says such a great shear. So what's a good shear? I don't know what's flying. That's a good shear. I came out not knowing what's flying. That's a good shear. No, if you have a good koyach hezber and you explain things straight, a good shear is you should be able to come out. You understood every word. That's a good shear that you understood every word. Okay. Anyway. V'amar Rabbi Yosi Maiseh B'Yosef HaKohen Shalach Yitzel Rabbo L'tzaydan. He went to Sidon. It's a city in Lebanon today. Lil Motora. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha Rabbi Yosi. Say, see, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to the rules. If he holds to the rules, what does he have to say? Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We know it's the old rule. You always said, whenever Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudav Machlok is halacha Rabbi Yosi. So you see, he doesn't hold to the rules. Lamali. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Halacha Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rabbi Itztrich. Here you need it. When do we say we follow Rabbi Yosi? When they argue in the Mishnah. That's why I need to see from here that he holds like him even in Brysa's. All right. So, we can't really prove from the words of Rabbi Yochanan that he does not hold of the rules. So, we're back to our original question now. Why did Rav Mishashi earlier say that we don't hold to the rules? We see that we do hold to the rules. Ella, so the Gemara goes back all the way to what it said before. Ella Hachi Kama. This is what Rav Mishashi meant to say earlier. Not that we don't hold to the rules. Of course we do hold to the rules. Hani Klali Lav Divrei HaKolnin. All he wanted to say is that Rav didn't hold to the rules. Not everybody holds to the rules. The Harav Lesle Hani Klali. We proved earlier that Rav does not hold to the rules. Okay, after all that, that's the end of the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now we're going to talk about another question, whether the possessions of a non-Jew are Kone Shvisa. So we discussed before whether Hefker possessions are Kone Shvisa or not. Now we're going to discuss, what about a guy? A guy doesn't have the laws of Tchumen. So what do we say about a guy's possession? Let's say on Shabbat, Yontif morning, you buy something from a guy, or a guy gives you a gift, or a guy lends you something, whatever. Are you allowed to carry a guy's possessions? Does a guy's possessions only have 2,000 amos? You have three choices. A guy's possession only has dalet amos, a guy's possession has 2,000 amos, or a guy's possession has as many amos as you have. You could walk 20 million amos in the city and then another 2,000 amos outside. So that's the Shaila. If you buy something from a guy, how far are you allowed to carry that on Shabbos? Let's say there's an Eruv. You have an Eruv. So it's not a carrying problem. It's a Tchum problem. I remember the Mishmuel. Cheftze Nachmi Ein Konin Shvisa. So if you borrow Kalim from a guy, you are allowed to carry them however you want. It follows your tchum, because since they're owned by a guy and a guy doesn't have the halachas of tchum, so Rabbi Yehuda says his name is Shmuel, chafatim of a guy, no shvisa. Chafatim of a guy have no shvisa. Leman. Ilema l'rabbanon, who hold cheftzei hefker, don't have shvisa, pshita, hashta, cheftzei hefker, the leslu bailim, ain konin shvisa. Cheftzei hefker, which are ownerless, we still say they don't have shvisa. Cheftzei anochri, dislu bailim, mi bai. So the chafatzim of a guy who do have an owner who's not chayiv in mitzvahs, kal v'chomer, they don't have shvisa. They follow the guy. And the, right, if chefze hefker, that are ownerless, don't have shvisa, kal v'chomer, chefze guy, don't have shvisa. Ella aliba de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rather, who are we following? I got to take a 5-second break. I just got to get a drink of water. Hang on 1 second. Rather, who are we following? Ella, Liba de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that Chefze Hefker do acquire Shvisa in their place. That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita. V'kama Hashmallah, and Eimar, Dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Konin Shvisa, Hani Mili, Chefze Hefker, Deleslu Bailim. Only something that's ownerless is Konin Shvisa. But chefze goyim, which do have owners, so they don't kon a shvisa b'makoman. They have no shvisa. The guy can go a million miles with it, so they have no area of shvisa. Rather, they follow the bailim. And therefore, just like the non-Jewish bailim are in kon a shvisa, so too their chafatzim are not kon a shvisa. Meisve, the Gemara asks against Shmuel from a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Hashoel Kli Menanochri, Beyantif. Meisve, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Hashoel Kli Menanochri, Beyantif. You borrow a Kli from a guy in your town on Yantif. Vechin Hamashilo Lanochri. Kli me'erev yadiv, or you lend a nachri, a kli on erev yadiv, v'achzirulo, or and then the nachri gives it back to you. So bein hashmash beyantiv, so bein hashmashes is with the guy, v'akelim v'ha'otzros, sheshavsu besochat chum. So all these things are kona shvisa. Yeshlan ha'payim amma l'chol ruach. Sorry, only 2,000 amas. V'nachri shehevilo. If the Nachri brings you fruit from outside the Tchum, you only have Dalet Amos. So it's a kasha against says the Gemara. Again, so now the Gemara is going to say, what's the question against Shmuel? Shmuel held, Chafatzim of a guy are not Konish Visa, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says the Gemara, Yamrit Bishlama, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Chefze Nachri, Konin Shvisa. If you tell me the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says Chefze Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, but Chefze Nachri, he agrees, are Kona Shvisa, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And then we can say this price is going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ela'i Amis Kasar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chefze Nachri ain't Kona Shvisa. If you can tell me Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees that Chefze Nachrim are not Kona Shvisa, so who in the world is the author of this price? It's not Chachamim, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Hamani lo Rabbi Yochanan lo Karabanan. So it's against Shmuel. So the Gemara says you're right. So we're gonna have to explain Shmuel differently. Lo olam kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefze hanochri konin shvisa. You're right. This price approves that not only does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say chefze hefker are konin shvisa 2,000 amos, so too chefze nochri are konin shvisa uShmuel da amar Karabanan. And Shmuel is taka holding like the Rabbanon that who hold that Chefze Hefker are not Kona Shvisa, and so too Chefze Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Udeka Amris, we asked earlier, why did Shmuel have to say Le Rabbanon Pshita? Right, it's obvious. The answer is it's not obvious. Ma would the same, you might have thought, even though Maker Adin, Chefze Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Nevertheless, the Chachamim were misakein that they should be Kona Shvisa. Gezeira Bailam de Nachri Atu Bailam de Yisrael. Maybe really, it's not so obvious. So you might, even though really Maker Adin, Cheftz Chafatzim of a guy should not be Kona Shvisa, but we're afraid if you say that a Chafatzim of a guy are not Kona Shvisa, people are going to come to think that Chafatzim of a Yisrael also are not Kona Shvisa. Kamashmal and Shmuel, that's why Shmuel has to teach me no. The Chachamim are not worried about that, and even though the Chafatzim of a Jew are Kona Shvisa, but the Chafatzim of a guy are not Kona Shvisa. So it comes out, according to Shmuel, that there's a machlokas Chachamim of Yochanan ben Uri, not only about Cheftzei Hefker, whether they're Kona Shvisa, but also as far as Cheftzei Goyim, that the Chachamim say they're not Kona Shvisa, and according to Yochanan ben Uri, both the Chafatzim of a Goy and the Chafatzim of a Jew are Kona 2,000 Amos. For Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel, Cheftzei Nachin Konin Shvisa. He taka holds that Cheftzei Nachin because we're worried Gzeira Baram the Nachim at the bottom of the show. Exactly what the Gemara said before, not to say. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Cheftzei Goyim are Kona Shvisa. Even according to Chachamim, we say Cheftzei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa. Cheftzei Goyim are because we make Gzeira. We're worried that people are going to come to confuse Chafatzim of a Goy and Chafatzim of a Jew. So just like the Chafatzim of a Jew are Kona Shvisa of 2,000 Amos, so too, Cheftzei Goy are Kona Shvisa of 2,000 Amos. Okay, oh, a little more. Don't run away from me yet. Hanu Dichri. A story happened with some rams. The Asu Limavarchasa. The Goyim brought them on Yontif from outside the Tchum to the town of Mavarchasa. Sharalu Rava L'Bnei Mechuzah L'Mizr Minayi. The Rava allowed the people of Bnei Mechuzah to use them, to acquire them for the Sudas Yontif. Amalei Avinu L'Rava, Mai Daitach, Nam Hino Mashmuel, Chefzi Nachri, Ein Konim Shvisa. V'ashmuel V'Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Rabbi Yochanan, V'am Rabbi Chir, V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Chefzi Nachim Konim Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to take him out of the Tchum. Gezeira b'am d'nachad b'am Yisrael. Hadar amar Rava, so Rava backed out. Lizdabnu l'mei mevarchasa. You could only use them in mevarchasa, in the city. Why? De kula mevarchasa l'didu kar b'am ostamya. Oh, wow. Even though they only have Dalet Amos, but the whole city has the status of Dalet Amos. For the people who live in mevarchasa, for the people of Mevarchasa, it's considered like the whole city's four Amos. This is like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah earlier, that if the Goyim brought something outside the Tchum, and they brought it to another city, they put you in a corral, you could walk through the whole corral. The whole corral is considered like Dalet Amos. And we follow Rabbi Gamliel. And so too, a city that's walled in, you have the whole city, even though this thing was only said, was not said, only said by a person that the Goyim put him there against his will. And here the Goyim did him, he died him nevertheless. But the rams themselves, it was against their will. They didn't go out willingly. So therefore, the Jews are allowed to carry them in the whole city. So says the Rashba. But it's got to be only a walled city. It's what Rashi seems to say. Dafka, a walled city. Considered like Dalet Amos. Okay. We show them have a lot of discussion. We are going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, probably around 8 o'clock we're up to now, no? What do you say? What's about around 8 o'clock probably? What do you say? Matzah Shabbos, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, about 8:05,
Rabina, maybe. Okay, 8:05. Rabosa, have a wonderful Shabbos. Gemar Chasima Tova. Thanks for joining.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Rabbi, have a great Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.